On campus.
And online.
Online.
This
is
URN.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. I'm Ben, and joining me today we have Rory and we've got Adele. So coming up for you today, we'll be talking about the go-between who's been paid £21 million by the taxpayer in order to get NHS PPE. We'll also be discussing the claims that Boris Johnson called Scottish devolution a disaster. But first of all, we're going to be starting with the story about Liverpool and its mass testing. And apparently the mass testing in Liverpool has found 700 cases of people with no symptoms.
This
is URN.
So, first of all, we're going to be starting off with Boris Johnson. And he's called, reportedly called, Scottish devolution a disaster. So in a virtual meeting of Conservative MPs, he said it, and it was also, he said that it was Tony Blair's biggest mistake. So the SNP and Labour and pretty much all parties in Scotland have criticised the Prime Minister. However, the Community Secretary, Robert Jenrick, said Mr Johnson has always supported devolution. What he feels strongly and what I would agree is that devolution has facilitated the rise of separatism and nationalism in the form of the SNP, and that's trying to break apart the United Kingdom, he told the BBC. Anyone like the Prime Minister who loves the UK and wants to keep it together think that's a very, very dangerous and disappointing outcome that we need to battle against. So Mr Johnson was in a Zoom meeting with Tory MPs representing seats in Northern England on Monday when he said to have made the remarks. The Sun newspaper reported the PM had told the MPs devolution has been a disaster north of the border. So the SNP's Drew Henry said the Prime Minister's comments underline the contempt that Boris Johnson and the Scottish Conservatives have for the people of Scotland. So quickly, what is devolution? So devolution is the name given for the way powers once held by the government in Westminster have been passed up to elected officials in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. These powers include health, housing, fire services, some areas of transport and also education. However, Scotland has always had its own education separate legal system. So the UK government, based in London, still has many powers, including defence, foreign policy and most forms of tax. So the people of Scotland and in Wales voted in 1997 to set up the Scottish Parliament and the Scottish government. And in England, some parts have elected mayors. So this was set up by the former Labour government of Tony Blair in 1999. So I think, guys, do you think that Boris Johnson has made a mistake here, especially kind of today as we witness Scottish devolution in action with Nicola Sturgeon increasing the coronavirus tiers for certain areas of southwestern Scotland? So what do you think about Boris Johnson's comments then?
I think they're interesting. I think we could probably have expected some of the comments like this from him. I think what's particularly interesting is these local elections that are coming up in Scotland. I think it's their parliament elections coming up, and the SNP is sort of gearing up for their campaign. And they will absolutely use that. You know, they're doing well in the polls, even though you may not necessarily believe what polls say, but they're doing well in the polls for independence. You know, more people are saying they want independence now than have previously. And they all use these comments to really push back against the Scottish Conservatives, who are the second most powerful party in Scotland, actually, at the moment. I think they have the second most seats in the Scottish Parliament, which is really interesting. So I think, yeah, the SNP will use this. They'll really use this in these elections. And they could see even more seats than they have already. And that would really put pressure on Boris for this second referendum, even though he has already ruled it out.
Adele, what do you think about Boris Johnson's comments, kind of given that, you know, on Friday he was meant to kind of have a revamp of his government after Dominic Cummings left? Do you think this kind of, do you think this is kind of seeming like a different Prime Minister?
So that Boris, I think that this is expected of Boris, but it's just so heartbreaking when you think like now is the time for the country to come together, and then he's adding more tension, and there's always been a historical tension between England and Scotland, and now we're just pushing it to the brink at a time when there's so much tension, when I don't believe Scotland agreed with Brexit, really. They are more for Remain, and it's just at times like these, Boris needs the support of Scotland, and he's just pushing it right now, so it's just not the best thing for him to be saying right now.
Do you think he has a point when he says that kind of giving out powers to different parts of the UK has kind of led to a kind of a sentiment of separatism? Because I kind of see where, you know, he's coming from with that, that if you kind of give powers to a, you know, an area, they'll want to become, have more powers, and then obviously, you know, eventually they'll want to become independent. And I think obviously you can kind of clearly see that in Scotland the most, but I mean, to a lesser extent, I kind of guess in Wales and Northern Ireland. But do you think that powers should be given to like more local areas then?
I feel like there definitely should be more power. I mean, because there's a big disparity between the powers that England has and the powers that Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have. So clearly there was cause for more devolution in the past, and that's why Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland got those devolved bodies. But I think it's interesting to note that Wales is a Labour-run local authority. Plaid Cymru don't do very well in Wales, I think. In the 2015 election, they got below UKIP or something. So they don't do very well. And I think it is a unique situation with Scotland, with this SNP nationalism. I'm not really sure why that is. But I think on the broader point of devolution, I think there's no point saying, you know, Scotland can have their own parliament, Wales can have their own parliament, Northern Ireland can have their own parliament, and then say to lots of places in England, oh, sorry, your only representation is in a local council, which doesn't have that much authority, and your MP and the government in Westminster. The fact that there's a huge disparity, it shows there is clearly a problem with how we devolve powers to local authorities.
Yeah, I definitely think that devolution is the way forward, because we can't continue seeing the cases of coronavirus on a national level. And I think the government is going to have to push for local councils to take a bigger role in this, for them to be looking at their cases on a regular basis, be looking at their hospitals, because London can't oversee it all. And we're going to have to focus on different things. We're going to have to start focusing on the economy, unfortunately. So therefore, as a national government scheme, so local governments are going to have to take on this role, looking at health, looking at the different things that can be devolved to local councils. And when I look at Scotland, I think Scotland took a much better approach towards coronavirus. They had the first lockdown. I think their lockdown was longer than England's, and they've just been a lot stricter than in England. So I think it was important for them to have their own freedoms, for them to have their own authority to decide how they were going to take their coronavirus approach. So I don't know if there's competition, or if Boris is saying that devolution was a bad idea because of competition, or because he just genuinely doesn't like what's going on in Scotland.
I think, yeah, I agree with you there, that he probably doesn't like what he's kind of seeing in Scotland at the minute, and thinking that therefore devolution has been a total failure, which I guess, and you know, like you said originally, like the Conservatives in Scotland have, you know, increased rapidly in previous years, and now he's kind of saying, oh, that's kind of all for nothing. But Adele, I think that's a really good point about local kind of services in relation to coronavirus, because obviously I think what's been shown through test and trace especially is that kind of local councils, when they were doing test and trace, were able to reach far greater numbers of people than the national one. I think the national one was looking about 2/3 or something, whereas local test and trace was up and reaching about 80-90% of people. So there's a big gap there, because I think someone said that I read that people trust their local, like people trust someone from their local area. So if you were called up from someone, you know, if you were in Nottingham, you were called up from someone in Nottingham, you'd be more likely to kind of listen to them as kind of the local, you know, local effort against coronavirus. If you called up and they're from somewhere in London saying we've decided that you need to go into self-isolation, I know definitely I would, you know, obviously I'd, you know, follow it, but I would still kind of be slightly more, you know, reticent about whether these people kind of really know what's going on in the local area. And I think definitely, like, to agree with what you said, Rory, there definitely needs to be better, you know, powers for councils in England, because compared to Scotland, they don't really do anything apart from collect your bins, and, you know, no one votes for councils really, because that's all they do, they collect your bins. So maybe if they had greater powers, people would kind of appreciate them more for, you know, what they do in the local community.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it is an interesting point. Like, there needs to be some proper coordination with this COVID strategy, because it's been completely plagued by, you know, people not saying this to someone, you know, Scotland saying this thing, local council saying this thing, the central government saying this thing. I think you need, you know, local regions know their areas best. It's easier to manage, you know, 300,000 people in a council compared to 70 million people in the whole country, unless you have tens of thousands of civil servants and bureaucrats overseeing it, which we don't have. So ultimately, you've just got to bow to the knowledge of local councils, because they know what's best, and they've clearly been shown to do this better than the government. So I think more cooperation and more devolution of powers in this specific instance is what is needed, I think.
Yep, and so we'll see, obviously, the back lash towards Boris Johnson's comments, intended or not, has been pretty harsh.
This is URN.